This is Mark Steiner, and that was the phenomenal Dorothy Maynor singing Alleluia from Mozart's Excellente Jubilate. We're honoring her. This is her birthday. She was born in 1910. She was a woman who founded the Harlem School of the Arts. She first sang at the Berkshire Festival with the BSO the Boston Symphony, not the Baltimore Symphony, in 1938. And she always faced years of kind of racism and stopping her and holding her back as an opera singer, but she never ceased to tour, to sing, to teach, and founded the Harlem School for the Arts, and was one of our great artists, teachers, and intellectuals. And it always makes me think about, still to this day in many ways, it's very difficult, and there are a lot of issues around the classical music world and African-Americans and people of color participating in that world. And I was contemplating that on how different it is in the world of blues and jazz, which opens its arms to everybody. So something for us to contemplate a bit on this day in history. This is a day in 1783. The American Revolutionary War ended with the signing of the Treaty of Paris. The British signed with the Americans and with the French, Spanish, and Dutch. But also interesting, there's so many new books out now we'll be covering in the coming weeks that are coming up with an alternative look at the American Revolution. Not saying all the principles people believed in didn't exist and weren't real, but that there's another layer to it. And part of that layer may have been the Revolution was fighting to stop the end of slavery. So that's something we will be exploring in the coming weeks here with new books coming out on all of that. And this is the day in 1944 that Anne Frank, of her book, The Diary of Anne Frank, and her family were placed on the very last transport train from Westerbork to Auschwitz, where they were murdered by the Nazis. This is also the day that Charles Hamilton Houston was born, the World War I veteran who was a former dean of Howard University and one of the great leaders of the civil rights movement, known for many as the man who killed Jim Crow. So that is our day in history for this day in history, and we'll be right back with another look at our local history.